Would you just stretch out your hands? Let's just bless Jane. Whoa. Whoa, Jesus. Whoa. 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 And everyone who's in agreement said amen. Fly, Jeannie, fly.
It's not a good idea to hack me up, I tell you.
You're good?
Yeah. Whoa. Jesus. Wow. Angels on assignment. Shh. Destiny scrolls. Just pulling it in right now. We just pull a future you into the presence. It says, the violent take it by force. We just take it by force now, Father. We just say, yes, we are radical, radical, radical lovers. We're the new radical generation, the dread champions, those that will run up walls, those that will levitate, those that will take cities by force. Wow, we are surrounded by millions upon trillions of angels. They are for us, not against us. You are the head, not the tail. There's more power in your little fingernail. Believe it. There's more power in you. Wow. A greater power to come. Spirit of mighty, mighty might come. Seven spirits. Mighty, we need your spirit of might in this generation. We need to be courageous. We need courage. Like Joan of Arc. At 16 years of age, she led a whole nation. Nation. When great darkness covered the earth, she took up the challenge. She took up God's mandate. And she charged forward in the spirit and in the natural. There was so much misunderstanding, accusations surrounding her life. But she is showing up. She showed up in Wales last year. She showed up a couple of weeks ago. She is a herald. We are the heralds of the nation. Take up your standard and bear your standard. It's a season of charge. Yeah! Because the Lord your God is with you. The whole of the angel armies are with you. The seven spirits. You're meant to be the mature sons. Wow. The revealing of the mature sons. That's you. Do not wait for anybody else because there isn't anybody else. In the words of Godfrey Bertel's song, you are the people you've been waiting for. Do not look to the right or the left. No serpent will snap at your heel. You'll be able to walk on scorpions and snakes. Because that mighty power of God is with us. We're not waiting. As we step forward, one step at a time, one step. Like Joseph, like Samuel. They didn't know the end from the beginning. I don't know the end from the beginning. But you know, the love of Christ compels me. I embrace it. I embrace it. I'm a radical lover of Jesus, and that qualifies me and you and you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. The angelic, this might be difficult. It's crazy. This is crazy, angel. Shh. Shh. Whoa! Your angel's waking up, waking up, waking up, waking up. It's waking up. It's waking up. It's waking up. It's a breaker. It's not a tame angel. It's a breaker, breaker, breaker. It's going to break through the nations. It's going to pour out its spirit on the nations. You're nation shapers. You're not just bench sitters. You're not just meant to be sat in your seat. Go stand up. Get up. Come on. You've got the whole of heaven cheering you on. This is not a tame. He's not a tame lion. He might be your father God. You might be able to go and sit on his knee, but you know what? He grows fangs and he's vicious. And he destroys and he roars. And he goes, roar! 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 Lions tear things to pieces. Are you a tame pussy cat? Roll on your back, tickle your ears. You know I'm not. I was born to take nations. You were born to take nations. I'm a warrior. Do you know what I look like in the spirit? I don't look like this. I'm a quarter my size. I have a loin skin on, like a skin across my body. My hair's been shaven. I got taken in the spirit 2 years ago and they shaved my head. These angels. I'm serious, man. They shaved my head and I grew a red mohawk. Man, I mean. Don't mess with me. I'm the shredder. What sort of God do you think we worship? How do you think we're going to shape the nations in this season? By sat on our butt at home soaking? I don't think so. Soaking's good. Draw your sword. I like to soak and enjoy Jesus. I shared that the other night. I am a complete, utter bondservant. But my, no, my God. He can change a nation. He can shape a nation. I absolutely honor Justin for that word this morning. So wake, awake, oh sleeper. This is not a time to be sleeping. Slumbering. Jesus. I can feel that stirring in my bones. You have the blood of Jesus. You have the blood of a warrior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. I'm going to share a little bit this morning about the seven spirits and the operation of them and how it works. This is just my revelation. You might not even agree with me. It's not quite finished, so it's quite new to me to share. So you have to love on me and, you know, I get a bit muddled. That's okay. Daddy loves me. But, I'm hoping at the end of it that you guys will be so on fire, so passionate. The angels over Wales are passion, fire, and glory. I am so passionate. I am so passionate about what I believe. I'm so passionate about justice. I am so passionate about my nation. How passionate are you about your nation? Do you set your alarm and get up at 5 o'clock and pray and call on the Lord? Do you stay up all night? Fasting's become a swear word. I don't know where that is. I don't know how that's happened. It's like we've just lost the will to do it. We've lost the will to live. It so racks me off, guys. We're meant to be sat on our mountains, ruling and reigning. And not just the sphere of influence. I honor you guys. You're sat, your metron goes right out across this nation. But as Justin said, we want it to go further, higher, deeper. How much time do we spend praying and seeking the blueprints of heaven? And it doesn't cut anymore to say, I don't see, I don't hear, I don't understand. That's tough, man. Get on your knees and see. Get on your knees and look. How do you think I've got to where I am? I don't go to sleep at night. I'm up praying. And I'm not saying it just to boast. It's just I want to see my nation change. We've got ISIS knocking at our door. One of the blinking terrorists came from our city, Cardiff. So what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I know what I'm doing. I know what's on my scroll. I tell you what, the enemy's scared of me. It flees. tried to mess with one of my children recently. Man, what a mistake. What a big mistake. Even my daughter, who doesn't totally believe in a lot of the things that I believe in, even she had this incredible dream. She's been running in the complete opposite direction to God for years. I went through the most bitter divorce. I lost my family, my kids didn't speak to me, and I bore all this. I went to court, got dragged into court so many times, cost thousands and thousands of pounds, but you know it was paid in full. My bill was paid, my court fees were paid. At the very end, I nearly lost my children, my house. I cried out to God for months on end. My friends stood with me. All as I could do was weep when I went into court. All I could do was weep. I was so devastated because I still love my ex-husband to the ends of the earth. We might not be together now, it's 10 years, but I still love him. I have the love of the Father. He dragged me in and out of court, and it cut to the end where I was going to lose everything. They just looked in and out my life. They checked who I was. It was awful. And my character was clean. And then eventually we went to this last court case and we decided to fast. I was so thin, I had to pin up my trousers on with my suit. I just felt ill all the time. But I put on a brave face for my family. I worked 3 jobs, I had no money, debt. But you know what? I've got a big God. Even when the enemy was trying to beat me down and destroy my family, there's something inside of me that clicks and it goes, how dare you? Today you will die. After 2-year court case, thousands and thousands of pounds, I got a different barrister and I thought, oh man, he was drunk, he showed up, he'd been drinking red wine, he was drunk off his face, he smelt of alcohol. I thought, this is just not God. I was like, I went down into the ladies' toilets and I was weeping, lying on the floor. I felt sick. And I just thought, God, you are my God. You command the angel armies, just come right now and win my case. But bless my ex-husband. I bless you. Out of gritted teeth, I blessed him. We bless you. I went upstairs. I didn't even have to go back for the final verdict. It was taken out of our hands. My solicitor met me crying. She had this great big stack of papers, legislation stuff for her next court case, and we were running behind. She was panicking, and she just dropped them all over the floor and hugged me, and she said, paid in full, you've won your case. My ex-husband got the same amount of money as me. It was so fair. It was incredible what God did. But you know, the price is paid in full. After that, I thought, man, my prayers really work. I'm a warrior. I'm a general. You're generals. Sit on your mountains, guys. Remember the scripture, great darkness may cover the earth, but you are the glory of the Lord. You're the shining ones. You're the light of the world. Don't hide it under a bushel. Don't hide the light within you. God's looking for that radical, radical generation, and it's you. Don't look to me and Justin, we'll be gone. You know, a couple of days, it's your nation. It's your mandate, your scroll. What are you going to do about it? This might seem very sobering word, but my heart is really stirred today. And disturbed. Thank you, Jesus. Remember Job? He lost everything, but he didn't, did he? What did he find? God. He found God. He knew who his God was. Do you know who your God is? Do you really know? If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. But don't just wait for the physical sight. It's in your heart. It's deep within your being. All of heaven is within you. All. A-double-L. All of heaven is within you. Lightning, thunder, rainbows, warriors. I get up every day and say, Jesus, I love you. I ask you right now to release Michael and the angel armies over my nation. Every single day. I want to go in the war room in heaven all my life. Since I was a young girl, I knew I was called for war. I'm not on the defensive. I'm on the offensive. Where are you? Are you on the offensive? But after multiple things going wrong in my life, I still, like Job, believed. Because what else can I do when everything's going wrong? There's nowhere else to run. You run into him. You run into him. You jump into him. You look into him. In him, in him, in him. You live and have your being. Where else are you going to go? I burnt my bridges years ago. I actually saw them in a vision, this wooden bridge. And this demonic being underneath. I thought, yeah, you just wait. You're going to die, man. And then I learned about the courtroom. Wow, it was incredible. The power of God. The salvations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's the commander of the angel armies, not the wimp army. Man. It's not even funny anymore, is it? What do you do when you read the newspaper when you get up in the morning? Do you just think, oh, well, somebody else will do it? No. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because you've got the power. I love that song. We've got the power. I've got the power. Have you got the power? Yes. <I'm just> going... Jesus. I love this song, right? If you know it, sing it with me. I'm sure John will. Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. I think I love him. And that's where it all comes from for me. I love him. So I have everything at my fingertips. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're so gorgeous, scrummy. So it all flows out of the heart of the Father. Out of his heart. Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. Ox, eagle, lion, man. So where are you today? I'm an ox and a lion. Seriously, that's what I believe. I frame it up in my imagination, then I actually do it. It actually happens. It's that simple. You know, these people come up to me and say, oh, you speak on imagination as the realm. Oh, Jesus. I thought imagination's a human thing. Of course it is. But who gave it you in the first place when he knitted you together in your mother's womb? When he breathed life into your very being? Yes. Imagination is given over to God. Mind of Christ. Whose mind have you got? I've got a mind of Christ. Jesus. I want to be known. I'm a history maker. I'm a Joan of Arc. Who are you? Joan of Arc showed up about 2 weeks ago in Justin's lounge, stood next to me, and she's like, come on, Jane, come on. Come on, come on. And my hair grew really long down my back. It was like filling the whole of the temple. Temple Mount. I have fears. Justin will tell you. We've been through a lot together. Justin and his wife Rachel, their incredible support and love me. I have fears and wobbles. But I know who I am. In Christ, in him. We live and move and have our beings. And what are beings? You're a being. You should go in the throne room. It's incredible. There's the weirdest looking creature. Beside the seraphim, the cherubim, there are the most crazy looking creatures. They make the craziest noises. It's like, they're so weird. I love the weird. I've had to pretend I'm not weird all my life. Until I met Justin. And Ian Clayson said to us last year, you're going to be very weird in this season. Some weird stuff's going to crack in. I was like, yay, bring it on. And we were in this little prayer house praying and for Germany. And this group had shut down the abortion clinic. It was incredible. And they were going for it. They got a map on the wall. You know, and Israel, he loved Israel. They were going for all the different strategic places. We started to pray, and they kept looking at me and laughing. And I kept making this weird noise all day. And I knew there's this creature angel. I'd not been in the throne room to that extent before. I'd only seen bits of it. But I imagined it by reading in scripture what it says about the cherubim, the seraphim. And then we started to pray, and they all moved away from me. And they were going, what's going on, guys? They go, something behind you. And I'm like, is it Jesus? They're like, no, it's not Jesus. Now, this is a sign and a wonder, right? So Millie's like, yeah, you've seen any of the creatures, angels around the throne, and the creatures, the unusual ones. I said, I'm not so sure. I see this weird thing now and again that's got like a big, long snout, and it blows fire, and it pierces in your chest. And she's like, oh, that's probably a seraphim. And we were just playing around. Next minute, I could hear it really loud, this, and I could feel like batting wings behind me, and they're moving further away from me, and I popped a feather out of my head. Millie caught it. It was a brown feather, and we laughed, and we laughed, and we laughed. And I've been saying to the Lord for weeks, is this really true? Is this really, you know, are these beings? Am I really seeing these beings? And it was like a big joke in heaven. I popped a feather out of my head, a brown one. I laughed so much. It was hilarious. But you see, you know, it says he sits in heaven and laughs at the earth. But he is in complete control. He is. Do you believe that? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Totally. Thank you, Jesus. The government of God. The government of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Is this all right, guys? Okay, Jesus. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Daddy. Wow, Jesus. Yeah. Okay. I'm just playing around at the minute. I can feel like something's shifting in the atmosphere. Jesus. Have any of you read the book, The Ladies of Gold? By James Maloney. And Frances Metcalf. Okay. Do you believe what she's written is for this generation?
Yes.
Me too. I never really got past the first book and the foreword in the book. I just got so wrecked off it. Thank you, Jesus. And this is what she wrote. A lot of the following material came through transcendent, supernatural experiences. The golden candlestick had, I don't know of any other ministry that was blessed with the same level of rapture, translation. Rapture, yeah, take me now, Jesus, rapture me. I just want to be with you 24/7. I love you, Jesus. That's all I think about is being crucified with him on the cross. And we go up together in the love waltz of love and embrace. And we merge into each other. And I'm in him and he's in me. In that place of swirling, whirling glory. Take us up, Lord. Take us up beyond our wildest dreams. Dream big, guys. Wow, Jesus. Yay. Jesus. There's raptured and translation. Similar to the experience of Elijah and Philip. It was awesome what happened to Philip, wasn't it? He was Philip the evangelist. Oh, I love evangelism. I love leading people to Jesus. I love the fishies on the street. I smell the fishies. I pulled the fishy on the plane. Yeah, I do sink a fish. I pulled the fishy on the plane. This lady was like, what are you doing? I was like, what are those mountains over there? I said, you know, there's a mountain in heaven. Do you want to come and sit on it with me? She's like, yeah. It's that easy. They never say no. I was like, reel her in. Get your rod out. Reel her in. And then she came. She was like, yeah, this is really nice. This feels good. This feels peace. This feels love and joy in my heart. Yes, God. I stink of fish most of the time. So yeah, levels of rapture, translation, similar to the experience of Elijah and Philip. When I say that members of the group, often several at a time, yeah, we can do a corporate levitation into heaven. Can you imagine us glowing, flying up in here later on? Thank you, Jesus. We'll take a levitation right now, Lord. They were transported. Wow. But I mean human transportation. Do you believe we can be transported? After this message, I'm going to share about translocation a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. I've been transported a number of times. To the Philippines, to Jerusalem, to Indonesia. I appeared yesterday in California in a meeting in the 24/7 burn. They could see me there. Woohoo! How good's that? I was so excited when I first heard I'm showing up in places and in people's dreams. I was thinking, this can't just be for my friends. Come on, Jesus. I'm first in line. Thank you, Jesus. And you are first in line. We all are. So, yeah, transported. I mean, physically, they disappeared and were taken to other parts of the world for evangelistic campaigns. Sometimes for several days at a time. Take us now. Thank you, Jesus. Yay. Yeah, wow, 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 wow. In these instances, they were supernaturally sustained. Wow. Supernaturally sustained. I used to worry until I read about Mariah Woodworth Etta that I'd need the toilet when I was in the spirit. We think about that, don't we, ladies? I thought, what if I need a wee? But you know. Woo! Woo-hoo! Don't worry, you're going to be supernaturally sustained. Either by people they met or through angelic hosts. Often the spirit would translate them into another country so that they might gain strategies. Yeah, blueprints, strategies, maps. Wow, tattoo them on me, Jesus. I want to be a map. I want to be a portal, a spearhead in your spirit. I'll take a tattoo for Jesus. I want it all. Jesus. Yep, but they might gain strategies or how to intercede for particular districts or regions. Wow. Imagine how easy that'd be. It just shows us exactly what to do, what to pray. Maybe like Ezekiel will tell you to lie on your side for 364 days, chop your hair off. I'm up for it. The weirder the better for me. We like the weird as well. It's lush. How to combat hindrances to the gospel. They would learn all these strategies. They would then bring them back. Scrolls, maps, parchments. Parchments. And they would pray together into the strategies. And this brought and birthed, a great move of God! Woo! Jesus. All times of intercessions were guarded by Holy Spirit, as he brought to them seasons for specific burdens, for specific intercession. They would simply wait upon the Lord in high praise and worship. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. It's so easy in the glory. There's so much ease in the glory. We love you. We worship you. You're so scrummy, yummy. You're the great high priest, your majesty, honor, glory, power, dominion belongs to you. Yay, Jesus. It's so simple. Worship. Woo. And as they worshipped and praised, the Holy Spirit would lead them into session. Sometimes they didn't get taken at all to different countries to pray or evangelize or lead people to Jesus or do miraculous healings. Whoa! They would just simply stand together and worship and love him in all the capacity. They would worship with every fiber, every cell of their being. Their bodies would vibrate with the love and the worship and the honor and the beauty of loving Jesus. The ecstasies of loving Jesus. All of the earthly translations and raptures were separate from the translations into heaven. Where they would return with sandals, crowns, jewels, and twining garments. There was one time the Lord put garments around them. 12 of the members of the group got 12 different garments, and they all represented every single tribe of Israel. They looked it up and realized they were wearing the priestly garments of each 12 tribe. Imagine that. That's incredible. Corporate worship, corporate intercession. You're not a one-man band anymore. The only way forward is union, common union. Union in him, in Christ, is our hope and our future. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Woohoo! Jesus. Come on, Lord, help me. Send your angels to help me, Lord. These were regular occurrences. Regular occurrences. Every day. Not just on Sunday services. Even though I love Sunday services. But every day, thank you, Jesus, regular occurrences. So how much more than these ladies of the golden candlestick is God pouring out his presence on us, on you guys, on Seattle, on the US, on the UK. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. It's not much of a stretch to say they were often in heaven more than they were on the earth. Set your mind on things above, not on the earthly realm. Wow, Jesus. Wow, help me, God. The ladies of gold, Jesus, we honor them right now and we thank you for what they walked in. And we say we are going to walk in greater measures, greater realms, greater, greater, greater. Believe it, because you are believing believers. Believing believers. Because you know, two hands, one nail. Two hands, one nail. Completely co-crucified with Christ. Do you believe that? I am. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kiara ba ba ba. For example, I'm trying, Jesus. These crying, these kind of transcendent encounters, although they grew in deep expressions and manifestations as they followed Jesus, these went on for 50 years. 50 years. 50 years. And he recalls a door that opened in the sanctuary, that in one of the rooms opened, and there was like a golden hue, and they used to walk through the door. And as you all know that have read this book, that when he went back years later on, there was no door, it had gone. Do you really want that? That you're only going to walk in it for 50 years? I thought all of eternity's in my belly. You know, for 50 years, is that enough? It's not enough for me. That's their ceiling. This is our floor. To walk in it daily. Remember, daily occurrences. Every single day. Where do you go to in your nights out when you go to sleep? Where do you go? Do you sleep? I slept, but my heart was awake. Because he has ravished my heart. Of course we need to rest. We need to rest our bodies so it regenerates in the night. We need to sit in our seat, spiritual rest, sitting on our mountains of sphere of influence. But you know what? Will you be awake like the 10 virgins with your lamp full of oil? Are you the one that's going to open the door to Jesus? Or will you be run out of oil? Will you not be ready? Are you ready? Amen. We say come. We say come. So won't you come?